Okay, next question we're going to do is going to be, who are we going to do? Patty, P-A-T-T-I, Raunchy, R-A-U-N-C-H-Y. Ms. Raunchy was born in 3-1-59, today's 7-21. This is a 65-year-old woman who was seen at home, who was seen at her residence with a history of R-U-N-C-H-Y, with history of hyperlipidemia, neuropathy, diabetes, weight loss, weakness, severe patient, her neuropathy is so severe, she's not only uses a walker, she's not able to walk because her lower extremities are so weak, period. And paired up, she's originally from Oklahoma, she's single, she has three children. She doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink alcohol, she's short of breath at all times, period. And paired up, patient's review of system, weakness, tiredness, wheelchair bound, difficulty with movement, tachycardic, short of breath, right-sided heart failure. Has lost about 65 pounds in the past year. Medical problems, hypertension, COPD, tobacco abuse, diabetes, neuropathy, severe weakness. Patient is no longer taking insulin. Because of a significant weight loss, she no longer needs to be on insulin. Surgeries include cataract surgery, gallbladder surgery, allergy, none. Family history, mom died of aortic aneurysm, dad died of some sort of cancer, COVID immunizations up to date, medication, Lipitor, 80 milligram once daily, Nurontin, 300 TID, Metoprolol, 75 once a day. And regular insulin PRN, but she hasn't been on insulin for some time. Patient is short of breath at the time of evaluation. She's not using oxygen. Her pulse is 100. Respiration is 22. Blood pressure 130 over 90. And her O2 sat's 92%, period. New paragraph. Heart pulses from 52 with ronchi and rales. Abdomen soft. Neck shows positive DVD. Skin shows no rash. Lower extremity shows trace edema. Assessment. Sixty-five-year-old woman with history of COPD, hyperlipidemia, neuropathy, hypertension, diabetes, weakness, significant weight loss, and diabetic neuropathy severe. Patient is short of breath. She refuses to stop oxygen. Her O2 sat borderline at rest. Definitely drops with activity. Period. She also has tachycardia, symptoms of neuropathy, end-stage COPD with hypoxemia, weight loss, and what appears to be cardiac cachexia, period. In the paragraph, she's no longer requiring insulin. And continues to show weakness and shortness of breath related to her COPD. She is not interested in stopping smoking or making any changes to her lifestyle. Patient has pulmonary, obviously has pulmonary hypertension, core pulmonale, and can benefit from oxygen treatment, especially in the evening, at nighttime. Thank you. Overall prognosis remains poor for this woman. Thank you.